It's Friday, September 3rd. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. The demand for deworming drug ivermectin has been surging to more than 80,000 prescriptions per week. Pharmacists have been reporting shortages of the drug, which is used in small doses in humans to treat lice, scabies, and other parasites, but most commonly used in animals. Emma Goldberg, reporter at the New York Times, joins us for the surging demand despite studies showing that it does little to treat COVID. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Wanted to talk about ivermectin. We've been hearing a lot about that in the past couple of weeks. People trying to use it as a COVID treatment. It's actually a drug used to treat parasitic worms, mostly in animals. There's some limited use that they've been doing it with humans to treat lice and other things like that. But this has gained popularity, so much so that patients are asking their doctors for ivermectin to treat COVID. So, Emma, tell us a little bit more about this.
Yes, so that's exactly right. We are seeing a trend across the country in which prescriptions for ivermectin are sharply on the rise. Earlier in August, they jumped to a number of more than 88,000 prescriptions per week. And that's up from a pre-pandemic baseline average of 3,600 per week. So that's a huge rise in people who are being prescribed ivermectin. And the important thing to know here is that it has repeatedly failed in clinical trials to help people infected with coronavirus. So there hasn't been quality evidence confirming yet that ivermectin works either to treat or prevent COVID.
How did this get started? You know, where did the popularity of it come from, that so much so that patients are asking for it? And even the doctors, some doctors are actually prescribing it out.
It's one of those things that is quickly spreading on social media, in a lot of Facebook groups and on Reddit. There's been a lot of attention to ivermectin. What physicians and researchers are most concerned about right now is people actually taking the veterinary formulation, which is often at dosages far higher than are appropriate for human consumption. And in some cases, then they are overdosing and they are calling poison control centers reporting all kinds of problems, including nausea, diarrhea, a lot of other issues. So the real risk here in particular is around people taking veterinary formulation. But then again, it also, even the human formulation has not been approved by the FDA to treat COVID. So physicians are saying that people should not be seeking this out to treat and prevent COVID right now, since there's no indication that it's been approved by the FDA for use.
And the FDA even said something, or I think the CDC or the FDA was even trying to acknowledge it last week as well. To your point, Mississippi's health department said that earlier this month, 70% of their calls to their poison control center had come from people who ingested ivermectin that they got from livestock supply stores. So people are going out and seeking the animal version of this.
That is exactly right. People are going out on their own and seeking it, and that is at great risk to their health. I spoke with a toxicologist in South Texas who said that while in 2019, the poison control center where he works received just 191 calls about ivermectin, this year they've gotten 260 calls just to date. So they're on pace to reach 390 calls about ivermectin by the end of the year. That's a huge jump up. And he said the vast majority of those are people who are, like you said, going out and getting it from livestock supply stores.
Tell me a little bit more about the drug. When were you first introduced to this? It apparently won a Nobel Prize for medicine as well.
Yes, that's right. That was in 2015. And that was for the discovery of the parasitic diseases that it can combat in humans. And actually, it's been around as a veterinary drug since the late 1970s. The key thing here is, yes, it's been shown to work for things like scabies or parasites in humans. It has not been shown to work for COVID. And there have been numerous trials evaluating it. There's 31 trials ongoing, but so far we don't have any quality evidence that it does work for COVID. So those prior discoveries were around its effectiveness combating parasitic diseases.
Tell me a little bit more about some of those studies, because in one of them, I guess they found that ivermectin really is no better than a placebo at preventing hospitalization or prolonged stays in the emergency room. So, I mean, it's not working at all against COVID, basically.
That was one of the largest trials to date. That was called the Together trial. And it was halted by the Data Safety Monitoring Board on August 6th because the drug ivermectin had been shown to be no better than a placebo at preventing hospitalization or a prolonged stay in the emergency room for people with COVID. And I spoke with a person who led the study, Dr. Edward Mills at McMaster, who said that they actually would have discontinued it earlier had they not known about how much public interest there was in ivermectin. But he did say there was no evidence it turned up that ivermectin helped any more than a placebo at preventing hospitalization.
You know, I saw the stories about ivermectin going around since last week, maybe a little before even. And it was just, I don't know, it's crazy to think that something like this could get traction so quickly when we do have vaccines that are readily available and do help prevent the severe illness, the hospitalizations, all that other stuff. And I guess that's what, you know, health officials are really worried about, is that these things do gain in popularity and people are taking them in doses that they're not supposed to be taking. And obviously it could lead to bigger problems.
That's one of the core things that physicians are really worried about right now, is people are going and seeking this out as a form of possible prevention or treatment. There is a highly effective COVID vaccines. We know those work. The FDA fully approved the Pfizer biotech COVID vaccine last week for people 16 and older. An approval of Moderna's, a full approval is expected in the coming weeks. So we have the vaccines. And Dr. Erwin Redliner, a physician in New York, what he told me is that's the only functional strategy we have for getting control of COVID-19. It's vaccination. So that's really one of the concerns physicians have right now, is if people are going out seeking drugs like ivermectin, where we don't have evidence they work, instead of taking the vaccines. And we do have a lot of evidence around the vaccines. I spoke with a pharmacist as well who said he simply doesn't understand why people are coming in and seeking out ivermectin, which hasn't been FDA approved for COVID, when we have the vaccines, which have.
A deworming drug for parasites. It's not an antiviral. So, you know, watch out for that one. Emma Goldberg, reporter at The New York Times, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.